So I'm going to start off with something a little bit different for a 7 p.m. Mass, probably not different for me and my preaching, but I'm going to do a little bit of a rap, and the words are a little bit fast, so sorry for those that can't keep up, but here we go. You're stone cold in the lies you've been told, don't want to pick up a fight, just want to speak to the light as you walk through the valley of your darkest night. What am I to say, because time has taken its toll, digging a deeper hole that my life can fill, but there's no pit so deep, my love ain't deeper still. There you go. So the words of that verse is something that as I was praying kind of came to me. I didn't just write it the other day, but the words of this verse came to my mind of in this feast where Jesus is going to the Father. He's leaving, but he's already come down. So he's come down from the Father and come to be with us. And he's come to be with us in our mess, in the struggle of our life. He comes to meet us in our darkest hour. And he walks beside us. And he also comes into the places within us that are hidden places. Places that are down deep. And places that we feel that God wouldn't really want him to go. Places deep within us, that God comes down deep into those places and he comes to pull us out. And that there's no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. And so this feast of Jesus ascending to the Father, he's ascending to the Father to draw us with him. But he's first come down to be with us. That as I said, that he's come into those dark places in our life. He's come to bring his mercy, come to bring his light. So that we don't have to be weighed down by sin anymore. We don't have to be weighed down by the burdens that we carry, the things that keep us down low, that keep us stop us from lifting our heads up and looking to the Father. The Father who looks down upon us with great mercy. But we can be so weighed down by the burdens of our life, weighed down by our own mistakes, our own brokenness, and the ways that we've broken relationship with others, that these things can weigh us down. And we can be weighed down by the words that we say to ourselves as well. That we don't speak words sometimes about ourselves that are full of light and full of hope, but rather they can put a burden upon us. And so God would want to enlighten the eyes of our minds tonight with his mercy, with the truth of his love for us. That he'd want to speak a blessing to us and to be able to pour out his spirit upon us to show us the truth of who we are. And for me as a young guy growing up, I found myself very burdened, very weighed down. I was weighed down by mistakes that I'd made, weighed down by the way that I looked at myself. And I would say things to myself that would not help at all, but I would say that, you know, you're no good. Why did you do that? You're silly. You never learn. And that'd probably be words that my dad would say that I would kind of repeat over and over again. And these words would just be a burden, and they wouldn't bring me freedom. And so I would find myself just falling into this kind of pit of worry and anxiety and wanting to get out, but not knowing how to. And there was this one time I was praying, and I had this image in my mind, and it was an image of a little boy, and it was me as a little boy. And I was there, and I also noticed there was somebody else in this picture in my mind. It was me as an older version of myself, and I was standing over the little boy. And I was telling him off, and I was pointing the finger at him, and I was saying, how come you never learn? Why do you keep doing the same things over and over again? And so it wasn't a very nice image in my mind, but I looked at that, and I sat with that. And I notice the little boy, he starts to smile and he looks over the shoulder of the older me and he sees somebody behind and he starts to smile and then he runs around gets around, and then so the older me sort of turns around and sees who's this little guy looking at, and it's Jesus standing there with his arms open. And the boy runs, and Jesus is holding him and giving him a big hug. And then I notice that Jesus comes and points to me as well and says, "Come over to me as well. Come to me." And so this older me, this one that's condemning and telling myself off, comes over to Jesus. And Jesus just embraces me. And so this image just helped to me to understand what was going on inside of my mind. That I was trying to tell myself off, trying to beat myself up, but that it wasn't getting me anywhere. And so then Jesus just invites and says, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are labored and overburdened, and I'll give you rest." And so that's what I feel the Lord would want to say to us tonight. That as we reflect on the mercy of God, the God who comes down to us to be with us, to call us to come home, to come to the merciful heart of God, to come to the Father, that Jesus would say that to you. Now, I don't know your story. I don't know what burdens you may be carrying. But to bring those to Jesus, to allow him to cut that, you know, that chain that you may be carrying around, this boulder, just walking around everywhere with you that affects all of your life, your relationships, your work, your sleep. You can't sleep, maybe. But these burdens that we carry, we just carry them around. And Jesus would want to set you free from those things tonight. And if you feel like you're in that pit, in that darkness, in that place where you feel like you can't get out, that Jesus would want to come down to you, to reach down to you tonight and to pull you out. That he'd want to pour out his mercy, pour out his spirit upon you, this power that raised Jesus from the dead, that he wants to give you that tonight. This mercy of God, the spirit that comes to show the mercy of God, that he'd want to lift you up, to set you free, to draw you into the Father's embrace, that the Father is saying, "Come to me. Come to me, you who are labored and overburdened, and I will give you rest." And so tonight, as we enter into the Mass, as we have a time to reflect on our own lives, to bring whatever that is holding you back from really opening up to the Holy Spirit, just to give it over to him. But it just seems so crazy that we would carry around these burdens and, you know, this weight behind us when we can just let it go and give it to the Lord. That his power can break those bonds, can break those burdens that we carry, that can set us free. They might not just disappear, but the power can be broken so that we can be truly free, that we can be raised up and lifted up to the Father.